We have supposed that lexical items like nouns, verbs, adjectives, and prepositions are the heads of phrases, so that nouns are the heads of noun phrases, and so forth. There was a slight problem with prepositions. What makes prepositions the heads of prepositional phrases? Well, the argument was that if we leave the preposition out, we are often left with a noun phrase, so it must be the preposition that gives prepositional phrases their particular character. Can we take this notion of head any further? We've already suggested that there are perhaps heads of words, for example, that the right-hand member of a compound noun is its head. What about syntax? Are there heads other than nouns, verbs, adjectives, and prepositions? Let's look at possessive phrases. Possessive phrases, as we've seen, often have a noun phrase followed by an apostrophe s. What is it that makes the possessive phrase a possessive phrase? I.e., what is it that makes it fit in the place that possessive phrases fit? Well, clearly, it's not the noun phrase, because on its own, you couldn't put a noun phrase in the position of a determiner inside another noun phrase. So that leaves the possessive ending itself. So maybe there are heads of phrase other than nouns, verbs, prepositions, and adjectives. When we looked at clauses, we saw that there are finite clauses which are tensed and non-finite clauses which are not tensed. So perhaps tense is the head of a clause. Again, tense isn't a noun or a verb or an adjective or a preposition. This suggests that we shouldn't have preconceived notions of what a head might be. Heads may not just be words. They may be things like inflections or something to do with an inflection like tense or the genitive inflection.